Last night we were talking mostly about theory of vocational development and life stages and vocational maturity and what it is. There are obviously other things in vocational development. We didn't cover the whole topic, but I did want to focus on the constructs particularly of life stage and the nature of vocational maturity. A couple of afterthoughts resulting from last night's discussion. One of the advantages of meetings of this kind, I find, even when I talk too much, is that feedback raises issues and clarifies some things that need clarification. And I'd like to push the idea of the life cycle and of recycling a little further than we did, refining it as a result of some of the points that were made last night. Let's remember I drew the life cycle as something like this, from birth to old age. And one might, of course, say that how far this curve goes down to the same line as the other really depends on the amount of decline or deterioration here. If we take some of the classical cases of deterioration, a person who returns to, let's say, second childhood and is really no more than an infant just before death, we do really have a complete life cycle. Some older people, as you know, with mental and physical deterioration are literally reduced to the stage of infancy in terms of physical and mental capacities and functioning. Obviously, if a person dies while active, the life cycle is something like that, and we don't actually have a reliving of childhood. I saw this kind of thing several years ago in my mother's case, who at about 90 was worried about what I was doing with the horses, how I was making out with, how I did in the horse show, how I was making out with the hands. My wife, and she was talking about hands, was very much concerned about my mother. You know, nothing wrong with my hands. Why was she worried about my hands? It wasn't this kind of hands. It was the hands on the ranch. And it wasn't me. It was her kid brother. In other words, really, you see, returning to her childhood, her adolescence, and reliving things and confusing things. So we have a life cycle then that becomes a curve involving growth and exploration and establishment and maintenance and decline, and how far decline goes varies a lot with the physical and mental makeup of the individual, how long he lives, and so on. So we have here the nice sequence of life stages that I described last night. Then we have also the a kind of recycling. The individual whose growth goes through the normal sequence and exploration and establishment, and then at this point something happens. There's a physical catastrophe, or an economic, or a political catastrophe, and he has to recycle. He's badly injured, he's gravely ill, he's incapacitated, or partly incapacitated. Or a flood wipes out his business, or the industry in which he is employed, or a war starts, and he is drafted, and his career is changed by that, or he lives in Poland in World War II, and everything is disrupted, and he has to begin life again, over again afterwards. So we have then this person coming to this point, going through normal growth and exploration and establishment, and then a crisis, and so we have a kind of recycling. He goes back, let's say, to early exploration, having to find out what he can do now with his changed capacities. And notice I'm saying the word changed because they're not necessarily limited. He may be able to function at a very high level, but in different ways because of what has happened. And so we have then recycling, major recycling, with re-exploration and re-establishment, and then the life cycle continues, and unless there are other calamities or catastrophes, we have the regular curve of life resumed. One of the first books on this kind of thing was by Charlotte Buehler, and she called it Der menschliche Lebenslauf, the human course of life. In other words, referring to this as a course of life, a life cycle. Then there was another kind of recycling that we talked about, which, when one takes it adequately into account, shows that this is what a statistician would call a smoothed curve, that reality is never as clear and simple as this, that usually there are more zigzags or wiggles in any curve of data that one plots. And for certain purposes, expository purposes, it's often helpful to smooth out the rougher data. Remember, we said that as one goes through life, he may be doing quite a bit of minor, of lesser recycling. Let's say he's gone through the growth period, and let's treat that as though it were a smoothed curve, and here he is in exploration. And remember the inconsistent youth, early adolescent, the 14-year-old, that we talked about. I don't mean a specific case, but the theoretical example. Who 1 month wants to be a lawyer, and next month wants to be an engineer, and 2 months later is thinking of being an auto mechanic, and so on. He is engaging in minor re-explorations as he is exploring each of these roles, each of these occupations. Finding out about law, finding out about engineering, finding out about auto mechanics, imagining himself playing that kind of role. And so what we have portrayed here as a simple straight curve and everything coming in nice sequence really doesn't do that. Really, there are a lot of little bumps, if you like, a lot of little cycles in this. And then also, when we have this individual, let's say, in the establishment stage, and let's say the consolidation substage, and he's about ready to go into maintenance, well, actually what he is doing when he is in this late establishment stage is jumping ahead some in his mind, in his imagination, in his looking ahead to the future. And so while in real life, in everyday visible, observable occupational behavior, it's maybe straightforward consolidation behavior, in some of his thinking, he may be leaping ahead to maintenance and thinking through, finding out more about what the maintenance tasks are that he will be coping with, and getting information necessary for coping with these tasks, and thinking about, planning perhaps, about how he will cope with them. But having leapt ahead in his imagination, he then loops back and actually is here and continues this way. So we have two kinds maybe it's really just one kind. Perhaps these are really the same kinds of looping, because these are getting data, thinking about, and looking ahead, and these are getting data, thinking about, and looking ahead. Well, I still want to make a distinction. At some point in here, exploration may not be just thinking, it may be doing, it may be acting. The individual is, let's say, taking a course in calculus, as a college freshman, or perhaps as a high school senior, and having tried out math as a field, intermediate or more advanced math as a field, decides, no, that's not what he wants. And he abandons math and begins over again and tries, let's say, biological sciences as a major field. So there is some behavioral, observable looping or recycling going on, just as there is imaginary thinking about something recycling going on. Here there is imaginary or thoughtful recycling going on, just as there has been back here when he's thinking about being a lawyer but not doing anything about it, thinking about being a mechanic, not really engaging himself in any kind of mechanical activity. It would be useful to have terms for this kind of thing. Recycling and looping are terms that are taken from computer terminology, computer science. In my own thinking, I've been thinking of this as a maxicycle. I would have liked to call it megacycle, but that means something else. So maxicycle. And I have been thinking of these as minicycles. But now I'm not satisfied with that because we've got this smaller kind. So let's call this, for the moment at least, a minicycle. And if we can learn something from fashions and skirts, then maybe this is a midicycle. You know, I don't have any good terms for it. But you know, if you've got maxi and mini, well then what's in between? Well, maybe it's a midi. If anybody has any better language or one you'd rather use, yes.
Micro.
Micro, that's a possibility. The trouble, and I have used macro here, and micro here, and here my Greek fails me. How's yours, Father? Can you give me the middle word? So we're still sort of stuck for three, but the words aren't so important as long as we have the ideas. In due course, somebody will find appropriate words for them. Well, in a sense, we're recycling this morning what we were doing last night. Let's, having done this, pause and see if you've had any, if you have any further questions or issues you'd like to bring up. I brought up mine. Yes.
When you're talking about the recycling later on in life, that it's not implemented. Is that like the person who goes and buys a lot in Florida, or starts traveling around and looking for a place to retire? I remember some of your questions from last night about, you know, what are you thinking about towards retirement, or picking up a hobby that you can grow into more time-consuming when you have more time, and something that you'll be able to do as you get older. Do we implement more with things that don't necessarily have to do with work career? But
I think that as two things are involved here. The person approaching retirement may be doing, is doing, let's say he's gone through maintenance and is now tapering off. He obviously is doing some, what I would call audiovisual or mental exploration. That is, he's thinking about what he will do in retirement. He's getting information, he's looking at things, he's anticipating the problems and the ways of coping with them. He may even be, if I follow you correctly, if we're thinking along the same lines, may even be trying out the role in a tentative way. He may go and spend a winter holiday in Florida to see if he likes being down there, with the idea that maybe he'll retire. So he's exploring a retirement possibility. He may go there again in the summer to see how he feels about the heat in Florida in the summertime, how it would be for year-round living. He may visit two or three places, a town that has a lot of retired people in it, a retirement colony. He may also explore a more real complete community that has people of all ages to see what the contrast is in living in the two kinds of places. So there is this kind of anticipatory behavior, which is partly done up here and partly by getting out and actually doing things. I would call that recycling only if, having anticipated one kind of thing, explored one kind of thing, he now abandons that kind of exploration and explores something else. Then he's recycling. If all he is doing is exploring this one set of possibilities, or this one kind of possibility, and then actually pursues that, there is no recycling that occurs. Is that speaking to your point?
I'm wondering about the nitty cycle. You said that it's usually precipitated by some type of calamity or crisis. Or I was wondering if many middle-aged women are at that point. It's not really a calamity. It's just a life stage change.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because the same is true of the man who is rethinking, facing what sometimes called a mid-career crisis. In fact, I don't even like the word crisis. To me, it's change, but without necessarily being of the critical variety. Speaking to the to this point just a little further before I recognize let's say this person reaching this point here. One of the subjects in my career pattern study, age 37 now, I guess, 36 last year when I interviewed him. And these, for those of you who don't know, career pattern study is a longitudinal study in which I've been studying all of the 8th and 9th grade boys of one town for ever since they were in 8th and 9th grade, 1951-52. Interviewing them last year, they were obviously around 36, 37 years old. Any one of these two alternatives. So you have a very valid point here. These mid-career changes aren't necessarily calamities. Maybe I was using them because they're so dramatic and so obvious. But it's good to remember that the exploring that a person may do here in his mind may, and returning perhaps and getting more training for something else. That is, if my lawyer really wants to go into real estate, obviously he's got to learn some things he doesn't know and get a license in the estate in which he lives to be a realtor and so on. So there would be then a reestablishment period, even though he's already partly established because of his legal work, or if it were stamps, partly established, he'd have to finish establishing himself. He would recycle somewhat and continue. And the married woman returning to the labor force, or entering it for the first time as children are independent or as a home breaks up or whatever, is doing the same kind of thing.